Now we turn our attention to the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. It says that it will not allow the presence of an international force in a future Palestinian state. Hamas's spokesman, Sami Abu Zuhri, has said in a statement that the presence of an international force under a peace deal with Israel would be no different from the Israeli occupation. He urged the United States to revise its position since Hamas won't allow anyone to undermine its rights. Abu Zuhri also called for a united front of factions to reject the so-called peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and their outcome. He further said that the Kerry plan was put together by Americans and the Zionist entity to eradicate the Palestinian cause. Earlier, Hamas's Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh slammed the talks, saying the resistance movement would not be bound by any deal with Israel. We're going to cross over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, great to have you with us. Ashraf, fill us in on a situation. On the one hand, we have the PA actually talking to the Americans. On the other hand, we have Hamas saying basically they're not going to abide by an agreement. Tell us exactly what's going on. Try to explain this perhaps to people who really don't know what's going on.
Yes, Marzia, Hamas movement and other Palestinian factions do not recognize the Israeli entity to begin with. Now, they are not happy with the fact that acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas is holding talks with the Israelis under the auspices of the Americans and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. John Kerry started the talks, started his auspices on the talks between the Palestinians and Tel Aviv in July of last year. And so far, these talks proved to be fruitless, at least to the Palestinians. Now, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas suggested that the PA would accept NATO or foreign troops in the West Bank to take the place of Israeli military. Hamas totally refuses such thing and says that any international presence is basically another de facto another occupation of Palestinian land. Hamas Prime Minister again and again has asserted that Hamas will not cede any inch of Palestinian land to anyone. So now we're having another situation here with the reconciliation talks between Fatah and Hamas. Now Hamas refuses the move by the Palestinian Authority, and Fatah movement actually saying, yes, we want talks with the Israelis, we want peace talks. So this situation with Hamas refusing the presence of international forces and the fact that the PA is negotiating with Israel will be a major stumbling block in the way of even reconciliation between the Palestinians themselves, Marzia.
Well, Ashraf, when we look at this, hasn't this been the main stumbling block now for years? This is not, of course, the first talks that have been led by the Americans in talking to the PA, and we have seen time and time and time again that there has been a lot of talk, but basically, excuse me, no action on the ground. Unless it's been the Palestinians who have lost out on the situation. How optimistic are the Palestinian people themselves with these new talks?
The Palestinians themselves are pretty pessimistic about the situation because since the early 90s with the so-called Oslo Accords and the Y River Accords and many other talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, the only thing the Palestinian have received is concessions and more losses, and the Palestinians see no hope with this with these talks, and many factions like Hamas, the Islamic Jihad movement, the Palestinian Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and other factions see that the talks with the Israelis are futile, and most of them demand the full liberation of Palestine by all means, by all types of resistance against the Israeli occupiers.
Thank you so much for that update out of Gaza. Press Peace correspondent Ashraf Shannon.